sexy little cool. Little rough around the edges, but I keep it smooth. I'm always left to center, and it's right where I belong. I'm the random minor, don't you hear in major songs? And I like that.
Sitting by you, right before Mr. Ammon's class. Cause my mama couldn't afford new J's polo, thrift store, thrift clothes. That was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the shit. I like that.
Just a little bit, enough to make me sick of it. But I can read between the lines. I want to run from everything, but my legs won't work, it's clear to me.
To be, wait and see.
I'll be making my own way now. I'll be making my own way now to where I'm about to be.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Your Friendly Neighborhood.
Yep, with Rosh, DJ Rosh.
Oh, and DJ DeBells.
Woohoo!
Woo!
So you just listened to Bambi by Hippocampus.
And yeah, the theme for this week is our favorite songs from 2018. So Al, why was that your favorite song, one of your favorites from 2018?
Yeah, so this is by like one of my favorite artists. Hippocampus, like, they really changed up their sound this year. So this is their sophomore album, Bambi, and they've just released a few singles. And I don't know, like, I think it's like a mark of like true artistry when you can switch up your sound early in your musical career. So like, kudos to Hippocampus.
Yeah, you've actually influenced my music taste a lot, because I didn't really know about Hippocampus until I met you, and this is like one of my favorite songs from 2018. So go Alex for expanding us.
Yes.
So actually the way that we're organizing our program today is we're going to be alternating between Alex's favorite songs and my favorite songs back and forth, and kind of talking a little bit about why we love it, and yeah, it's, it'll be good.
Yeah.
So next up we have Pete Scone by Hobo Johnson. Should be a time.
It should be a time. All right. Here we go.
What up, Bob? God, man. We're Hobo Johnson Lovemakers. We're a couple kids, five, I guess, that like to make a little bit of love, like to make a little bit of music. Look at that. That's a desk. Just kidding, Bob. It's a table. I don't care about rules. Hi. What's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man. Are you in love? If so, a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends, or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty. Though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder, so I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Man, I really love being loved, but I also really love not crying on the... We should go get a cup of coffee and I'll act friendly. And I won't pull any stunts, but I'm a freaking stunt puller from birth. So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to tell you real quick, please. Shh. I love these scones. Just a diversity between the selection, the raspberry, the blueberry, the strawberry, pumpkin, even, which is basically a fucking squash. How are you gonna make a scone out of a freaking squash? It blows my mind. Oh, man. But what are you talking about? I'm so sorry to interrupt. Oh yeah, your boyfriend made you mad the other day? What was he saying? What was he talking about? Oh my God, that's crazy. What do I think? Let me think about it. He was being mean at that time. But I'm sure he's gonna turn around at some point. And? I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Man, I really love being loved, but also really love not crying on the phone, man. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. I don't know. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. What's up? Yeah, what's going on? Oh yeah, she told me a lot about you. Yeah, uh-huh. It's so great that you're doing all of those things. You should keep doing all of them, I think. Oh yeah, my name's Hoa Johnson, I'm a rapper. I'm actually not a rapper, I like to say I'm a musician. I play guitar sometimes too, just not as good as Derek, but it doesn't matter. But she is like the nicest person I've ever met in my whole life, and I'm sure you know, because you sleep next to her every night, and you guys just probably cuddle and kiss or whatever. But she, you know, she's just so sweet, and she cared about me a lot when no one else cared about me, and I think that's really nice. And, you know, she's just a peach. She's a peach. Scone. She's a peach. Scone, Bob. And I love the thought of being with her. I just really hope that she doesn't get hurt, man. They say it takes 2 years to come back down to Earth from that lovely place that you've been. I heard it's so nice. I heard it's so nice. Good for you. I'm glad. And if you find someone that really loves you for who you are, keep being with them, man. Because that's what matters in this life, Bob. Thank you.
I had to put him on mute. had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. Thought that the curry was soup. I had to feed this fool. Yeah, had to go home and regroup. I'm running back with the guns. Yeah, talk all that shit that you know. I know you've been feeling that boom. Yeah. To the scene now, rolling with the team with Supremes now. Really make me wanna plan a scheme out. Blah, 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 need the full amount. Cops scrolling, patrolling, yeah, they rolling. I was waiting to go like Kelly Rowland, yo. Ain't worried about no shit that don't pay my bills. I feel how I feel, I don't want no lip. All I know is get my way. I don't wanna go in the city, pop a bottle of spades. All I know is when I'm feeling this way, I tell them bitches call me Hillary Banks. I told them mama I'm paid. $1 million running out of the gates. You couldn't reach me, I've been out of the states. You think I'm throwing your shade? Then you should see me when I'm feeling like yay. I take her out and put her back in the place. Don't wave the keys in the face. Oh, this right here be the thing that put them on the clear. Too long waiting out here might be the yeah. Plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging it up. Plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging it up. Plugging, I'm plugging. I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. Thought that the curry was soup. I had to feed this fool. Yeah. Had to go home and regroup. I'm running back with the guns. Yeah. Talk all that shit that you know. I know you've been feeling that bomb. Yeah. My songs on them private jets. This way we robbing the bank, the way we clearing checks. See them turning the heads, that mean we breaking necks. Put them in the full effect, hit them with the culture shock. Been a minute ruining the pot. You should see me when I feel like pack. Got a semi caller, semi rider. They be looking and I know they bother. Ain't nobody worried about a war. Oh, yeah. This right here be the thing that put them on the clear. Too long waiting out here might be the yeah. Plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging it up. Plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging it up. Plugging, I'm plugging. I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. Thought that the curry was soup. I had to feed this fool, yeah. Had to go home and regroup. I'm running back with the guns, yeah. Talk all that shit that you knew. I know you've been feeling that boom, yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't hear you. Different day, yeah. I gon' hate.
I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on
coming out of the dark, get out the way.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience.
The last few songs we just played were, let me see, where did we go? Mute by Raja Kumari. Then we had, When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish before that. And then after Mute, we had Under the Wheels by Dr. Dog. Oh, wow, we're mixing this up. Coming Out of the Darkness, also by Dr. Dog. And then we had Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
Yay! And we also had Pete Scone at, like, the very beginning.
Yeah, we introduced that before we played that. Awesome. Yeah, yeah, we're good.
Awesome. So should we talk a little bit about why we picked these songs and why they're on here and things like that?
Do you want to do Mute? You can explain that away.
Yeah. Okay, so Mute is by an artist, Raja Kumari, and she is super important to me because there is not a lot of Indian rappers these days, especially Indian women rappers. There's MIA, but Raja Kumari, what she does is she has a very particular style, and she really finds a good way, I personally think, to infuse aspects of Indian music and rap in a way that I really identify with and I really like. And so
That's awesome.
Think she's awesome, and she is a new, like, up-and-coming artist, and she is just, like, she's really, like, shined this year, and so I'm so happy with the things she's been doing.
Yeah, so I played two songs by Dr. Dog, I believe. So Dr. Dog, like, along the same lines as Hippocampus, they've also been experimenting with their sound, and their new album this year, what was it called? Oh, no. I'm totally forgetting about it. Critical Equation. There we go.
Yes.
Boom. It's just, I don't know. It's such a fantastic album. I'm just barely going through it because I like to savor songs as I listen to them, like listen to them for like days on end and then switch to another song on the album. And then I also played When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. I like to listen to that when I want to be sad. Because you know when you're like, are already sad and you're like, let's make this sadder. Oh, and you just like, listen to sad songs.
Like when you like look out the window with like the rain and you're like, ah, like,
yeah, there's sad. there's a term that I just recently learned. Like it's a colloquialism. So it's called
liberal arts.
Yeah, that liberal arts education going to good use. It's called, and I quote from people back home, I don't use this word, it's called simpin'. Like when you're simpin', you cool. Like listen to sad music to make yourself more sad. That means you're simpin'.
Cool.
I just learned that over the summer, and people used to use that like my sophomore year of high school, so like 4 years ago.
Please don't talk about how old we are. Please, no.
We're young. What are you?
We're so young.
Yeah. We're okay. We're not going to talk about how old we are because we're not old.
We're 20 and we're thriving.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll talk about the last two and then we can.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, so Pete's Gun was played earlier by Hobo Johnson, and that's actually a song that like has really grown on me. Alex showed it to me earlier this year, and I was like, okay.
She didn't like it.
I was like, okay, whatever. But then I watched him perform, I the music video a couple times because it was with NPR. What was it? It was NPR, like.
Oh, Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk, and. Yeah. He just has such, he is such a positive artist.
He has a presence,
say
yeah.
That he cannot stop smiling. And you can tell even through like his work, he's like screaming and he's talking about like Pete Scones and how much he loves them and how much he loves this girl. But it's just so authentic. And me and my little sister actually really bonded over this artist because we have such different music tastes. She's like all like Panic at the Disco and 21 Pilots. And I'm like everything but that. But like we really bonded over him. And so it was really fun. And I just really, really love his work. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's like he's like a... It's like slam poetry in song form, and it's like super awesome. And I feel like a lot of people can like super resonate with his other songs. Like he's had like a very difficult life. The name he has, like Hobo Johnson, is because he was actually homeless and like living out of a car. So like I looked at his like biography, and he's like his life is
he's had a hard life. And
yeah,
he's just grown and he's doing great things. He's built a really strong like fan like base, and he's doing great.
Proud of you, Hobo Johnson, if you're listening
to
this,
so proud
which
of
I
you.
Highly doubt, but proud of you. We're looking forward to your future successes.
For sure. And on the DL, I might be making a parody soon about maybe pizza. We're still trying to figure it out, but instead of it being about a guy, we slowly figure out it's actually about how much I love pizza. So look forward to that at some point.
Oh, I should do that for like how much I love like Microsoft fonts. I just realized today that I'm a huge fan. I'm like a big like connoisseur when it comes to Microsoft fonts.
Wait, what's your favorite?
We like to
Oh. Is that like a loaded question? Should I not have asked that? Okay, fine. Top three favorites.
Oh gosh, I kind of like Monoscript a lot. Ooh. Like that's like the old typewriter script.
Yeah.
Helvetica, not because
Helvetica is
I just
beautiful.
Honestly, it's beautiful, but also I just like saying the name like Helvetica. That's gonna be the name of my firstborn child. Mom and dad.
I'm gonna hold you to that. Like
Helvetica.
If your first child is not named Helvetica, I'm gonna have to take it for myself.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, that's
happen.
Fine.
That's the deal.
Go for it.
Our fans have heard. That's the deal. That's what's gonna happen.
All right. And then my last favorite one is Courier.
Oh,
Courier. Courier.
Yeah,
it's kind of like news script almost. Wow, I just named like three fonts off the top of my head. We're thriving.
We're thriving. Finals. Yep. Final season is upon us.
truly.
Truly upon us. And the last song was Thank You Next. I do not want to go into too much about why I have it on there because everyone is obsessed with it and it's so good.
The music video is so much fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
and
check it out.
It is just, it's such a banger. So
yeah, it slaps.
Yeah.
Oh man. I can't believe I just said that. Okay.
I can't believe I said banger. Like, what's that? What did I just
who
say?
Who are we? Who have we become? Finals have changed us. 1000%. We're taking L's and W's here, hey. Friends.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
We're just piling everything into this episode. It's our last episode.
Last episode of the year.
Holy crap. So, we're going to continue playing some songs because that's what we do here. So next we have Lonely Town by Wolfpack. We will get that playing for you shortly.
Is the mayor of Lonely Town population one? Population one. Staring a hole in the ground, staring at the sun. Starting to feel like he might be real, like he's something who might become. But familiar but lonely town, population one. See the mayor of lonely town standing in the square at the county fair. Message out, but there's no one there. Oh, yeah. And the silence surrounds, but he's lost in the sound of an army of fifes and drums. Marching from there alone to town, population.
Population stare. say kiki riki kiki. You better say kiki riki kiki. Boom bam boom te te, lung paso, boom kulu. Boom bam boom te te, lung paso, boom kulu. Boom bam boom te te, lung paso, boom kulu. Boom bam boom te te, lung paso, boom kulu.
back. Hello.
We're back. Do you know, name the last two songs you played?
Yeah. So we just played Redemption. That was the song before the one we just played. Redemption. And that was by Zakari. And Babes. Wodumo. Wow.
No, good.
And then the last song we just played was Sunflower by Post Malone and Sway Lee.
Hey, Alex. Guess what the last two songs have in common? Please guess. I haven't been talking to you about this for the past 10 minutes.
They both exist. Oh, no. I could have done so much better than that.
You could have done better.
Okay. Please, enlighten me.
Can I nerd rant for, like, 2 minutes? 2 minutes?
That's been our entire friendship.
Okay, continue. So the past two songs have both been from Marvel movies. Redemption was from Black Panther, which was monumental for so many reasons, which we can't get into in the next 13 minutes.
But snaps to that.
And the Post Malone song, Sunflower, is actually going to be in the movie coming out next week, Into the Spider-Verse, which is super amazing because we are seeing Miles Morales on the big screen for the first time, and it is going to be stellar.
What does it mean?
Side nerd rant, if you haven't seen the trailer for Avengers 4 Endgame, yes, I was slightly disappointed, but I am excited that things are happening, and it is coming out in April. So that's all the nerding I'm going to do for today. Alex, do you have anything to add other than your complete, utter disappointment in me?
No, it's not disappointment. My brain is just, like, swimming in indifference, you know? Do you ever have that feeling? Ouch. Like, if my brain is suspended in the liquid of indifference.
It hurts me, like, it hurts my core to hear you say these things.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
So sorry. We're kind of wrapping up. I don't know, we got 12 minutes.
We're at the end game now.
Oh, no. We weren't already incinerated, is that going along with the storyline? I'm so confused.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're not gonna worry about it.
Snap was called the Decimation, in case you were curious.
The Decimation.
That was the official TM. Name for the Snap. The Decimation.
Emoji.
TM emoji.
Emoji TM.
TM sad face.
TM sad face. Emoji. One time my uncle, during Thanksgiving dinner, called them emojicons. Just a weird side tangent.
Very cute.
So cute. We love technologically illiterate elderly people. Oh, no, my uncle's not elderly. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Wait.
What have I done?
Wait, can I tell a side story?
Please.
I feel like
this is our last tangent, show. It's time to bring it all tangent. Out.
Speaking of, I guess, a different generation, I'm not going to say elderly, but my mom... Yeah,
that was mean.
Yeah. No,
sorry.
My mom did the cutest thing the other day. So my sister is 16 years old, and she's angsty, and she's just the best.
As 16-year-olds are want to do.
Because my mom really wants to connect with her and really want to, like, hang out with her and understand, like, her, which is really understanding a lot of meme culture and stuff like that.
We love memes.
My sister taught my mom how to floss, like the dance.
Oh, ouch.
And
okay.
No, but the best part about it is that my mom calls it the fun noodle dance that your sister taught me.
That's better than flossing, to be honest.
I think that's the cutest thing ever. The fun noodle dance that your sister taught me.
I like that. Let's keep that going. Fun noodle dance. No more referring to it as flossing. Fun noodle dance.
Fun noodle dances only.
Only.
Okay, I think we have time for one more song and then a PSA. So what are we playing next, Alex?
So we are going to play... Okay, so...
Ooh.
We're gonna mix up genre. Well, I mean, we've already been mixing up genres like crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, no. As you can see, I'm really working hard for those laughs from Roshni. Actually, it doesn't take that much effort.
Cheap. It's
oh man, does that say
laugh,
something about my humor?
Doesn't say anything about you.
Rough. Okay, so we're gonna play Velvet Elvis by Kacey Musgraves.
Musgraves, I love her.
Yeah, so this is like tracing back to my country roots.
In Arizona?
Yes. The Southwest. So I actually grew up listening to country on car rides with my mom. And it was like, it wasn't even like, I'm sorry, mom. It wasn't good country. It wasn't like stuff like Johnny Cash.
the only good country.
It was like like late 90s, early 2000s country, like Shania Twain and whatnot. I found Kacey Musgraves. Apparently her new album that just came out, Golden Hour, is like one of the best albums of 2018. And I was like, a country album being like the best album of 2018, I'll be the judge of that. And so I listened to it today and I was wowed. Like, it combines like everything I enjoy about music with like kind of like that country twang, and like I really appreciate it. I just said so many words about Kacey Musgraves, but I am so proud of her. We still have to do a PSA.
Okay, we'll do a PSA and then we'll end with Kacey Musgraves. Yeah?
Right on. So, okay, so we are going to start playing that good tunage.
Tunage?
All I ever wanted was something classic. The kind of love song that goes on till the end of time. All I ever wanted was a little magic with a good laugh, jet black sparkle in his eye. You're my velvet Elvis. I ain't never gonna take you down, making everybody jealous. When they step into my house, soft to the touch, feels like love. The Mona Lisa. I need a Graceland kind of man who's always on my mind. I wanna show you off every evening. Go out with you in powder blue and tease my hair up high. You're my velvet Elvis. I ain't never gonna take you down, making everybody jealous.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, sorry, I got the... Here we go. Figuring out the soundboard is a good time. Can we hear Roshni now speak?
We can.
Woo! It's a party. Okay.
Ain't no party like a WMFO party, because a WMFO party don't stop.
I don't know what my voice just did there. So we just played Velvet Elvis by Kacey Musgraves. So we're gonna do a quick PSA. So this one is about this is not what you pulled up. Okay, so it's a numbers to think about PSA. So some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. We got a pretty high conviction rate here, buddies.
Alarming numbers.
True that. I also learned recently in social psychology that like upwards of 25% of confessions are pressured confessions or something like that. Like upwards of like 25% of confessions are false confessions.
Oh my God,
that's crazy. Crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
We're finishing up Do you want to do the honors?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Your Friendly Neighborhood, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow! Yay. That's the last time we're going to be saying that in 2018.
We have, 3 minutes left? Do you want to talk about resolutions for 2019, or maybe highlights of 2018? Whatever really floats your boat.
What floats my goat? I had someone argue with me that it was floats your goat and not floats your boat.
Oh, wow.
That was fun.
Sounds like a time.
I had a resolution for 2019 that I totally forgot about. Okay, well, highlights of 2018. It was a pretty tame year, and I'm actually very thankful for that. Like, nothing insane happened.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's been a good year. I'll get back to you on resolutions. I don't know. How are you feeling? Do you got any?
I'm trying to think. I think I'm a person who, like, lives in the moment so much that I can't even... I'm like, oh, it's been for so long. But I can tell you about highlights about this year if you want.
Do it.
Okay. So I went to a beautiful wedding in February.
Oh, yeah.
In India, actually. I was able to see so much of my family, and it was just, like...
Amazing.
The best experience ever. And... Side geek note again, Avengers Infinity War came out and it destroyed me and everything I've ever believed in. But
love some good destruction.
It's okay because the next one is coming out in 4 months.
That's so short.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Real crazy. Do you have anything to add before we end?
Oh my goodness.
Our last show of 2018. I feel like we found our voice in this show, and I'm really happy.
We're going to come back in 2019 being like seasoned professionals in
so
the field
confident.
Of freeforming, DJing.
In the field of freeforming.
Yeah, we might come back as like actual DJs, whip out the turntables, you know, get wild up in here.
The next Avicii's, just like.
Yeah, bring out some strobe lights. We like to party.
We like to rage.
Oh my goodness.
1 minute.
Well, one minute. Resolution. This is so hard. I'm not even kidding. I had a resolution earlier too. I was like, man, I need to do this more often. And then I just pulled up a biology report on your laptop. Sorry about that. I don't know. I guess the overarching goal is to just be like more kind, because I feel like the stress of college has kind of like embittered me a little bit.
You're so kind though. Like,
stop. Like inwardly I feel like I'm a little more bitter than I come off to be, and I feel like I should like make some internal changes.
Yeah.
And you know, just like, I don't know, work on my patience too.
Makes sense.
Actually, yeah, I need to work on my patience. That's actually a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Legitness. Awesome.
Awesome.
Cool. So we're going to see you next year.
Next year.
And I'm not saying that to be like a tacky day.